5 FM. Now, the whole 10 yards. Gators, Seminoles, Hurricanes, and a recap of the biggest games in college football. Brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville. With your hosts, Clayton, Adrian, Matt, and Wally.
The whole 10 yards here on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. I'm Matt Ziegler, and you guys won't believe it. So I've showed up now to the studio, and I am by myself. Yes, folks, for the first time, finally, you got what you wanted. Just a Matt Ziegler show. Oh, and my boy Adrian just walked in. Adrian,
yo!
Way to make a cameo appearance on my show. This is now the whole Matt Ziegler is what I'm going to be calling it.
Is that right?
That is right. Miami-Louisville, you see that game?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought Miami looked terrible.
Yes. Stephen Morris, I mean, we've been joking about him all year, him and Logan Thomas saying they're kind of the same guy, but this was really a chance for Stephen Morris to show if he would have had a better game than Teddy Bridgewater going into Senior Bowl, combine time, and all that stuff. He might have had a legitimate shot, maybe a late first-round pick, second-round pick, but after going 12 for 27, 160 yards, no interceptions, but also no touchdowns, and five carries for negative 59 yards, nah.
What were the chances of him having a better game than Teddy Bridgewater?
I'm just saying, but it's like the Joe Flacco thing last year. You know, he bet on himself. He won the Super Bowl. Got the payday he thought he deserved. Stephen Morris, everything you've done up to this point doesn't matter anymore because if you have a better bowl game than Teddy Bridgewater, that is all you. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to capitalize.
So winning the Manning Passing Academy in the offseason, none of that matters because it didn't transition to his game on the field.
I got an honorable mention one time at a science fair. No, it didn't translate to anything.
Were you honored to be mentioned?
I'm not a scientist, though. Teddy Bridgewater, on the other hand, 35 for 45, 447 yards, three touchdowns, 88.3 QBR. He also rushed six times for 24 yards, accounted for, if I could do some quick math, 568 total yards out of the team's total of 554. So that's pretty good.
That's pretty good math, too.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm full of compliments.
You see, the science fair I didn't do well at, but mathletes, I could get up in that. This is your last show, Adrian.
It is.
Are you sad?
It's bittersweet.
Excited, though, moving on to bigger and better things, man.
I wouldn't say bigger or better.
Well,
I love you guys here.
I love you, too, man. But now you're going back to Norfolk.
To Norfolk. Going back home. To VA. Represent.
Well, we're excited for you and all those opportunities, but we're going to make the most out of this show now. So anything else did you see at between the Miami-Louisville?
I thought the game started off good for Miami when they got the safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, the defense came to play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're going to make some plays, maybe make this a game, but things fall apart.
It was very much like the FSU-Oklahoma National Championship game in 2000, where FSU starts it off with a safety. Uh-oh.
Don't remind
2-0. We got this, Winky, about to win two national titles. Nope.
As I wear this hat.
As I know. And Adrian's wearing his Noles gear, and more power to him because big game coming up in a week. It's a week now, right?
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow. Auburn, FSU, in the national championship game. FSU, your bitter rival, the Gators, kept seeing a lot of things on Twitter, on different social media sites talking about, well, I mean, the Canes beat the Gators. So the Canes are this bad.
Right.
They even beat the Gators. But there was a lot of other people saying, well, Georgia Southern also beat the Gators. Sans passing completions.
Yeah. And I read some things about the Gators on Black Twitter.
Okay.
Which I will not get into right now.
All right.
Can't go there.
I can't figure out the password to get into that. You know what I mean? They're like, we know you. They're like, we're using the front end of your camera. We see who you are. But yeah, Miami didn't look good. And I mean, ever since they lost Duke Johnson in that game against FSU, they just have not been the same team.
Yep.
I mean, offensively, obviously, and defensively, too. I mean, their whole game plan strategy, now they end the season 9-4, 5-3 in the ACC, in a not a very strong ACC. Louisville, 12-1 on the season, 7-1 in the American Conference. And they move to the Big East next year? Or the
Louisville?
Yeah.
ACC.
ACC. What am I talking about, Big East? They just came from there. Or the Big East, the ACC, or the AAC is now the Big East, right?
The Big East is now the AAC.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all that conference realignment, changing
it's
names.
It's a lot of letters.
It is a lot of letters, man. You know? Like, what do you expect me to do?
I'm just going to use the Greek alphabet from now on.
That you know about Alpha, Beta, Gamma?
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Sons, Zeta, Kepler, New News, Sir.
Oh, man. You could have done that before a candle would have burnt your finger, man. That's pretty good. So in final, Louisville 36, Miami 9. Miami did not look good. Stephen Morris heads into, I guess, Senior Bowl time and combine time trying to get drafted. Teddy Bridgewater, still a decision to make. Hasn't really come forth with anything yet. We all expect, I mean,
yeah,
to be, it's a formality. He still hasn't, come out and said
declared
that this was his last game. But if this was the last game to go out on, that's the way you do it.
Season high in passing, I mean, career high in passing yards. Another bowl win over a Florida team, you know, just doing it big. And Devontae Parker, man, if that could be a package deal, if someone could bundle them two up together.
Now, Parker, is he a senior? What's his deal?
I believe he is a junior, but I will double check that.
Okay. Yeah, because they connected, or at least with Parker, 9 receptions, 142 yards, a touchdown, but the longest only being a 27-yarder. So he was hitting them consistently over the middle for 15-yard gains.
Yeah.
Junior. But probably going to come out after that performance. And it's pretty ironic that Teddy Bridgewater first came on the map, like you said, with that defeat of Florida last year in the bowl game.
Right.
Now gets himself back on the map with another big bowl game win.
Full circle,
you know?
Yep.
It's a weak conference, so people weren't going to give them the respect, even if they went undefeated, ultimately. Let's see what other action was. There was Michigan, Kansas State yesterday.
Should we attempt to wait?
We'll attempt to wait for that. Notre Dame Rutgers. Tommy Rees, looking pretty good. Looking not bad. 27-47, 319 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. But just consistently didn't turn the ball over.
Just an average day.
But that's all they've ever needed him to do. That's all they've ever asked of Tommy
Rees.
And
all he's been is below average.
Just below average.
He just can't even get to average.
Can you imagine if your teacher was just like, just get a C, and you just kept coming up with C- and D+? You're like, nah, it's so hot.
That was a trick question. All of the above. All of the above.
All of the above. Singing the T-Pain song. Notre Dame defeated Rutgers last night 29-16 and moved to 9-4 on the season. Rutgers now 6-7, 3-5 in the American. I guess we're covering a lot of AAC today. Total yardage, Notre Dame 494, Rutgers 236. Notre Dame was just doing whatever they wanted on the offensive side of the ball. In the passing game, outpassed them 319-156, outrushed them 175-80. And Rutgers just didn't look good. I didn't think Rutgers was good coming into this game, but this just
proved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was close to begin with. The first half was kind of back and forth. I was watching it and playing Assassin's Creed at the same time.
Oh, snap.
And guess which one was on mute?
Got to be the game.
It was the game.
Got to be the game. Well, Assassin's Creed's one of those games where you got to listen, right?
Yeah.
It's like Call of Duty Ghost.
Yeah.
You got to keep that off mute because sometimes you got to hear the footsteps. And what we got? Oh, another guest appearance on the whole Matt Ziegler College Football Radio Show here on 1010XL 90.5 FM.
Can you call it a guest appearance when I'm one of the hosts?
I've been doing this for about 11 minutes now.
Oh. Apparently, McDonald's was a little more important than getting
well,
here.
Well, listen, I was already late, so I figured I might as well get breakfast. There's none of that. Oh, well, I'm 2 minutes late. If I get there, I'm already 2 minutes late. I may as well stop.
Might as well get some food. Absolutely. When the Americans were the first to get on the moon, did they not put the flag down and be like, this is mine now? That's what I had to do. I was standing in here by myself, 30 seconds to go. I was like, okay, game time. What did you take from the Miami-Louisville game?
I don't know. I don't know how you cannot say Teddy Bridgewater is the number one quarterback that comes out of this draft.
Say he is?
How he's not.
Oh, that he is.
Yes, that he is.
Yes.
And Devontae Parker, man, that boy.
Yeah.
He's good.
Can we get him in Jacksonville somehow, please?
Oh, a package please. Deal.
Like, can we get Teddy in the first, Devontae maybe in the second or third?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you're the one doing those mock drafts, though. You know where he's going.
6'4", man, he's like, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Yep.
6'3", 6'4"?
Somewhere around there.
You could tell they're bros, too.
They're bros. You could tell.
You could tell they're friends.
You could tell. So I'm about it.
Actually, that game's on ESPNU right now.
Yep.
6'3", 209 pounds.
I expected Miami to play better in that game, though.
Me, too. And open it up with that safety, you think they're going to take that kind of momentum, and I mean, had they won a game since they lost to FSU?
I believe they won one.
I think they won one.
Against, like, some BC or something like that?
I'll look during the break.
Okay, yeah, because we were just talking about it before you arrived. Ever since they lost Duke Johnson, overall, it's just a different team. I mean, he must have been a real leader in that locker room, because even the defense just doesn't – I mean, they got the safety to start the game, and then we're like, oh, man.
Well, remember how young they were coming into this season. Had, I believe, 19 returning starters on both sides of the ball. A lot of freshmen and sophomores the previous year. So, I mean, with a young team like that, you know, you may lack leadership. Stephen Morris is, you know, the oldest one, and clearly he wasn't doing that great of a job as a leader if he couldn't get his team up for a bowl game. But, you know, with young guys, once the season, you know, once they lost to Florida State, they knew they had no chance in a national championship. The losses started to pile up. And with young guys like that, you know, they could probably get down on themselves. There's no one there to really build them up to say, hey, we still have something to play
but
for.
But I feel like you just described last year's FSU team. And then you see, if you just stick a Jameis Winston, if you stick a guy at that quarterback position who's – the quarterback doesn't always have to be the captain, but does it help? Yes, it helps very, very much. That the guy who holds the ball more than anyone else is the vocal leader and also, you know, proves it on the field. If Miami were to get a good quarterback, a guy that really lived up to the hype as Jameis has
– right.
I think they're a national title contender next year.
I just don't understand how, like, some of these big schools, like, a, you know, Miami, you know, Michigan, Florida, these teams can't recruit quarterbacks.
It's weird. Texas.
Yeah. I just don't understand. You've got all that, like, prestige behind you. You can't accidentally find a quarterback, really?
Texas slips and doesn't get Johnny Manziel. Jameis Winston, we were just talking about, Bessemer, Alabama. Nick Saban, I guess, doesn't need a quarterback next year. He's got it handled.
We'll just get another running back to just hand off, you know, toss sweeps
toss
up.
That toss sweep.
Who's that back up there? Charles Sims, I think.
I think so.
What time do we go to break?
Well, we can break whenever. Who's our producer? Is it Scott?
No. It's not Scott.
Who is your name, gangster?
I don't have headphones, so it doesn't matter. I can tell. Like, it does matter, but I don't know who's on the other end.
Why do you have to
know? Khalif, what's good, bud?
What's going on?
Because it's important.
Khalif rocking that Bill Cosby sweater. Got that for Christmas?
It's important, man. You got
to
have
You're trying to do a coup on my show? No. You're trying to get in with the producer and get me out? I've claimed this seat.
Got to have that rapport, that working rapport with one another.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, Khalif, just let me know whenever you want me to go to break.
You can break right now if you want to.
Whenever we want to? I don't know. I'm having a good time. We got 5 more minutes. Okay, let's continue talking.
Did you all think about Charlie Strong leaving Teddy Bridgewater in the game that late?
I thought it was because they knew he's playing Miami. He's a home, it's like his hometown team. Let him kind of show off a little bit. But you know how it goes. If Teddy had gotten hurt or something like that, then he would have gotten, you know, lamb blasted. But listen, he didn't get hurt. You know, he's showing out in front of his fans and family and friends and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's not that big of a deal.
Deep down, they knew it was his last game at home, putting up stats, you know, maybe help his help his draft stock a little bit.
It wasn't to disrespect Miami. I think, yeah, you're just doing him a favor. Like, this is your last game in a meaningful game with Louisville, because he'll play. Well, if they don't do the Senior Bowl, if they're not seniors, is there another bowl game they can do, like East-West or something like that?
The East-West or the Shrine Bowl. But
the Shrine Bowl?
I don't think he's going to be playing in either any of those.
He doesn't really have to.
Mm-mm.
And it's so funny, because before this game, what were we talking about on the last show? If we could get an archive from the last show right quick. In the last show, it was Teddy Bridgewater. Are we going to rank him number one in our QB mock draft of all the guys we think are going to go in the draft? Oh, I want to put Teddy first, but I'm not sure. And it wasn't you or anyone specific. It was us as a consensus. We all put Teddy one, but it was with a little hesitation. And now it's an exclamation mark with bold type on it.
Here's the thing: people are still down on the guy, and I just will never I can't understand it. I can't understand it. You should have seen the Facebook comments yesterday. It's like, Louisville hasn't played nobody and all this stuff. I'm like, y'all got to chill with that garbage, man. If you want to play that, who's Florida State really played in the ACC? Let's be honest. You know, who is...
Clemson's certainly not known for their defense.
People want to go and say, oh, well, Andrew Luck is such a great quarterback. Oh, now you want to give the Pac-12 some love when everybody used to hate the Pac-12. It's like, oh, they don't play football.
And that's what
there.
I was going
to
say.
Like, come on.
Andrew Luck, senior year... You know, we heard Phil Simms come out and say, you know, oh, well, I don't think he's that good. I see plenty of flaws in his mechanics. I think he's overrated.
Right.
It's like Phil Simms, just because Chris Simms was a disappointment as a quarterback. I don't know about a son. I mean, I'm sure he got you plenty of ties on Father's Day or whatever, whatever it is you guys do. But Phil Simms was talking all that smack about Andrew Luck, and it was because we just become bored. And at the 24-hour news cycle and all this, we want a different headline every day. So we get bored with Teddy Bridgewater going to be the number one quarterback taken all season. We want to start picking apart his game, dissecting his conference schedule. And he doesn't pick who he plays. Those are decisions made by the higher-ups, people above his pay grade. Even though if we're doing it by how much money and how much revenue they're bringing to the school, he would be of the highest pay grade.
You're right.
You know,
right.
But it's, and you think Charlie Strong leaves? Either of you guys?
If his stock would never be higher than it is right now, but I feel that he stays because I think he's working on trying to build that program, especially because they can legit, if they have a quarterback waiting in the wings, they can legitimately compete for the ACC title next year. I mean, I don't see why not.
Yeah,
they got a lot of juniors on that team that I don't think are leaving.
It's just always tough to tell. It always kind of depends on the job, you know, whether or not.
Yeah.
Because Texas still hasn't really come out and said anything yet about who we're looking at.
Texas is being quiet because they know. It's like, let all these bowl games play out, and then we can go and literally pick our guy.
Choose. I don't think we're going to go after Charlie Strong, though. I think he's loyal to that school, and unless the Gators job becomes available, which it won't at the end of the season because, you know, the AD Jeremy Foley has already come out and said, he's safe. I don't know why he would come out and say that, but he did. And so I'm assuming he's a man of his word. But if next year Muschamp is out at Florida, I could definitely see Charlie Strong.
Do you think he goes back even though they snubbed him the first time?
Yeah, I mean.
Might hold a grudge.
You don't think so, Adrian?
I don't know.
Why not?
I really don't know. If someone did that to me, snubbed me out of a job, and then 3 years, 4 years later came calling at my door, talking about, oh, baby, we need you.
I miss you, baby.
Yeah. Nah.
Like, I miss you, baby.
You played me, dog. You played me.
I miss you so much that I will pay you $10 million over the course of 3 years.
Because let's be real. Let's be real. When the job opened up when Urban left, the first call should have been to Charlie Strong.
It should have been to Charlie Strong.
Should have been.
And, you know, you could say that they wanted to see him prove himself at another program first, but having him in your, you know, in your athletics department, already knowing the type of guy he is, should have been the first phone call.
You're
working
at
that good old boy network.
Yep, good old boy network. All right, we will take our first break now. It's informally right now called the whole Matt Ziegler, but formally to you guys, the whole 10 yards right here on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
It is the whole 10 yards right here on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. I'm Matt Ziegler, along with Wally.
What up, y'all?
And Adrian.
Clayton.
Call me Clayton. Clayton, our fourth member right now, MIA, and this is like real milk carton stuff. We don't know where he is.
We have no idea. Last correspondence I have was my iPhone 5S is coming in on Tuesday, so I hope he's not without a phone for the next 2 or 3 days.
Well, hopefully Clayton's able to make it in. If he can hear us, we'll wish you the best luck, buddy. Where can we find him?
Twitter.
Oh,
that's true.
Get on that. All right, we are on the case. In the meantime, I forgot to mention in the Louisville-Miami game, that was a Russell Athletic Bowl. Want to make sure we...
Their Twitter account, by the way, yesterday, the Russell Athletic Bowl, was on point yesterday. It was like
a real person?
Like whoever was tweeting for them was like cracking jokes with fans, back and forth, updating people with information, all sorts of stuff. They were, I guess, between them and the fake Bo Pelini Twitter account, were having a conversation back and forth.
And the fake Bo Pelini?
Dude, it was funny. It was fake Bo Pelini was like, hey, can you send a shuttle here from Jacksonville or something like that? Because obviously Nebraska's playing here, playing in the Gator Bowl on Wednesday. And they were going back. It's like, oh, we sent a driver for you, blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, the driver didn't produce an ID, so I've got him kidnapped in the back and blah. It was funny because the back and forth was like genuine. It was real.
You know, we've gotten into high technology when Bo Pelini is fake but Russell Athletic is real. When there's a conversation between two and the company is the real thing,
and it was it's like a verified account and everything.
That is crazy. Well, did you see what kind of swag they were giving away for the
I can look that up later.
I would like to know that. I'm just always interested. I mean, last week we talked about how they have a $500 limit,
$550
of what they can spend, and
allegedly
And the way that they buy things in bulk, they're able to kind of loophole through that. And then we were talking about, as Wally came in last break, a Notre Dame Rutgers 29-16. That's the new era Pinstripe Bowl. I read a story that Jesse Palmer saved Kirk Herbstreit's life. Or no, Jesse Fowler? Who's the host of College Game Day?
Chris Fowler.
Chris Fowler. Right? Mm-hmm. That Jesse Palmer saved Chris Fowler's life, giving him the Heimlich maneuver.
What?
In between halftime of the game, during halftime of the Russell or of the excuse me, what is it? The New Era Pinstripe Bowl. At halftime of it, they're eating back behind the stage where they do their production. And Jesse Palmer said that as Chris Fowler was eating, his eyes started getting real big. He took a little bit of water to drink. Eyes started getting bigger. His eyes started tearing up. Had to give him the Heimlich maneuver. Saved his life.
Wow. Is there any news on what he was eating?
I believe it was a hot dog.
I think it was a hot dog as well.
I believe it was a hot dog.
I'll be sure to cite my sources and check up on that as soon as I can. But for now, allegedly, it was a hot dog.
Got to chew.
Could have been a hamburger. Got to chew.
32 times.
What kind of hurry are you in?
Let me jump in here real quick. Russell Athletic Bowl. Swag. They got a $450 Best Buy gift card and shopping trip.
Okay.
A timely watch company watch and a Russell Athletic workout shirt.
That's pretty good.
That's $550.
It's not bad.
That sounds about right.
Will you check for the New Era now?
Yeah.
New Era Pinstripe Bowl. So yeah, Notre Dame looked good.
I'm assuming a bunch of New Era swag, but
Rutgers did not look good. Tommy Reese is a senior, so now hopefully Golston comes back for Brian Kelly next season. I mean, if you're an Irish fan, that's what you're hoping.
Are you? Do you really want Tommy Reese coming back?
No. I mean, you want Goldston coming back.
Oh, yeah.
He's already re-enrolled and everything.
Yeah, you need Goldston coming back next season, especially with Tommy Reese gone. Because Tommy Reese at most, as we said, just mediocre.
Yeah, Goldston's coming back. I was like, I thought Tommy Reese was like retiring or graduating or just flat out leaving.
Did we ever get an official story as to why he was suspended? Did he cheat on a test or something? I thought it would eventually come out, but it never did. I never heard anything, at least.
Well, it was Notre Dame, so it could have been he could have sneezed the wrong way.
How dare you? Oh, he forgot to say God bless you to someone. I think we did just get to the bottom of it.
There it is. Touchdown Jesus was not happy about
that. No. They ain't playing around with that.
Yeah. So, I saw
some
Everett Golson footage that they were showing on ESPN, him working out with George.
The Duke guy?
The guru, the quarterback guru who works with all the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Steve.
Nah, George something.
It's Tom Brady's guy too,
big,
right?
Big ball-headed black guy. Reigns.
What?
No, but they showed some footage of Everett Golson working out with the quarterback guru out in San Diego. And, man, he looked good.
Did he?
Yeah. He's the same guy who worked with Taj Boyd.
Just make up some names.
I'm trying.
Just say James Winston.
I think he did work with James.
There you
Winston.
Go. He's automatically credible.
Aaron Murray.
Who for some reason we don't
Johnny
think
Manziel,
is getting drafted
most
high.
Notably.
Johnny Manziel too?
Yeah. He worked pretty much everyone in pros as well.
Well, if Golston wanted to, he could come out now for the draft if he wanted to. But I mean, hopefully he'll go back to college at least one more year.
He's definitely going back for one more year.
And it's so crazy how college football works, how, you know, they talk about how every game before the playoffs during this BCS era, how every game is a playoff game essentially because you can't lose.
George Whitfield.
They say you can't lose in the regular season. Every game is a playoff game. But then you get to the point, where you get to a bowl game, and if you do well, everyone thinks you're really good for the whole offseason. And if you do bad,
then
everyone thinks
you
stink and your body of work is meaningless. Yep. So is every game a playoff game or is it just bowl games? Let's make every game a bowl game.
I've just got so many issues with the bowl system.
Russell Athletic Bowl a best of seven. Why not? Okay, with different schools playing and then you have a Russell Athletic Championship or something like that. That's the thing I don't like.
Hey, I got your New Era Swag Bowl.
Okay.
Let me hear it. They got New Era hats. A couple sweatshirts, a bag, like a athletic bag, and they got PlayStation 4s.
What?
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say, that doesn't add up.
Yeah,
PlayStation 4s, my friend. That will add up to $550 real quick.
PS4 for being good at...
For being not even good, just somewhat.
Yeah, I was going to say, because even average. The placeholder's getting it.
Yeah, everybody on the team's getting one.
Oh, I think we have a caller calling in.
Hope it's Clayton.
We don't have a name on him or anything. It's just a, it's a stern face. It's a stern, a stern yellow face.
Oh,
is
no.
What I see.
Stern face, you're on the air. No.
Stern.
Look at the whole 10-yard stern face. Yeah. Okay,
use,
next.
Use the old mouse over there.
What do I, what do you mean? Oh, snap. What do I do from here?
Oh, boy.
The air button? Yeah. Oh, wait, now he's gone. Okay.
Stern face hung up.
We know that.
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
No, no. Yeah. I just brought up Jameis Winston in terms of working with George Whitfield. Which we proved is true. Or is that alleged as well?
Allegedly.
Okay. I'm not getting sued for slander on here on the whole 10 yards. So I will alleged everything. Or allege.
Alleged.
Next, we got the Belk Bowl. I know you guys are excited to recap that one. UNC Cincinnati, UNC 39, Cincinnati 17. The Tar Heels. 7-6 on the season, 4-4 in the ACC. A disappointing year. They had a lot of high hopes coming to this season, able to end it on a good note. Cincinnati, on the other hand, 9-4, 6-2 in the American Conference. UNC just came out hot and 16-0 in the first quarter, and I think from there it was just tough for the Bearcats to get back into it.
Yeah, they pretty much dominated the whole game.
And North Carolina, I remember them in the first game of the season against South Carolina, and they looked like a completely separate team. Granted, it's the first game of the season and the last game, but had North Carolina played the way they played in that bowl game during their conference schedule, maybe you do better than the Belk Bowl? Maybe?
Maybe.
Will you find what's the Belk Bowl swag?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Marquise Williams looked good, quarterback for North Carolina. Targeted, you know, Eric Ebron a lot, which I would do too if I had Eric Ebron on my team, the most prolific pass catcher at tight end in ACC history.
ACC history, the junior out of Greensboro, North Carolina. He'll probably come out.
That's right.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably going to be the number one tight end pick
probably.
Between him and Safarian Jenkins.
You never know. I mean, it's funny because it's always the people you never expect. They're like, yeah, I'm going to stay in school one more year.
Nah, he's coming out.
And then they're like,
he's
explodes.
Coming out.
Two.
He wants the world to know. Guys who let it show. I'm the best tight end, baby.
Oh. Pause.
Pause. Oh, yeah. Good usage of pause.
That entire thing, too.
Can we dump that whole part?
Let's just get rid of that whole segment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, on the cutting room floor is where that'll end up.
Okay. Belk Bowl swag. Pulling it up right now. If my iPad would be a little bit faster.
They were pretty even in total yards. Cincinnati actually out yardaged them, 349 to 345. Turnover, Cincinnati 2, North Carolina with 1. Rushing yards about the same, 174-168 in favor of UNC. But when two even teams play and one team gets out to a 16-0 lead,
that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, folks.
All right, here it is. $400 shopping trip to Belk's flagship store in Charlotte. That's and a fossil up. Watch.
What is
that
Belk?
That is so rude. It is a department
it's
store
a department
for women.
Store. No, and for men.
Really?
I can't tell. Listen, I personally couldn't tell you the last time I shopped at Belk, but I do know they sell men's clothing there as well.
I walked through a Belk to get to the main mall. My wife shops at Belk. My mom shops at Belk. I ain't never bought nothing from Belk.
My mama had a belt. My grandmama had a belt. Even my great grandmama had a belt. Well, yeah, I guess if you made it to the Belk Bowl, you're like, why couldn't we made it to the New Era Pinstripes Bowl? What's the
why
difference?
Can't we make it to a men's bowl game?
Yeah.
Men's bowl game?
Men's Warehouse Bowl or something.
Does the Men's Warehouse have a bowl?
No, but they should.
You're going to like the way you look. Guarantee it.
He guarantees it.
Guarantees it.
They fired that guy.
Yeah, it was pretty cold, too.
No, well, he was like...
He kicked him off the board of directors.
It was like tax evasion or something like that. It was justified.
Nah. Allegedly.
He was stuffing money in them two pockets. Yeah.
Good thing I got...
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Pocket full of money.
Gives you the okay sign.
Shh. Well, if that's the case, then I guess it had to happen.
What were we saying about the wide receiver from North Carolina, Ryan Switzer?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He actually set the freshman record, or I think he just set the ACC record, or it might be the NCAA record.
I think
for punt returns,
he tied the NCAA record.
The NCAA record, which was Wes Welker. I'm not sure what school Wes Welker went to offhand.
Texas Tech,
there you go. Did he get put in a stall? Did he get put in an outhouse?
I don't think so.
In the darkness?
He was actually good.
He was actually good, yeah. So he was allowed to. Okay. Yeah, that's true. I guess you don't want to.
Craig James' son got put in the outhouse.
Craig James was good.
Because that's how he played. Let it marinate. Let it marinate.
We got David on the line. Going to bring him on. You said I have to hit the live button? Which one's the live button?
Air.
That air?
Yep.
David, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Just kind of turned the radio on and haven't heard you guys talk about the Belt Bowl.
Yes.
You know, it's ironic. I was reading USA Today online yesterday, and they had a pretty good article on the Belt Bowl. It was interesting what they were doing. 80% of the people that go into Belt's shop are female, according to the article.
Okay, so Adrian's.
So Belt's strategy was to sponsor a bowl and to go right after the females.
Oh.
And I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, not the fact that women or whatever, but the fact they, you know, there's so many bowls, they're trying to get a different angle at it. And they've actually got a sports marketing department now. And it's just, you know, they sound like they're, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. That's like Mad Men. Some advertising firms getting paid a lot of money for that. I didn't think about that. Well, hey.
And then when you said the swag was a $400 gift certificate and a fossil watch itself, I just about dropped it. Because see, if a woman was playing football, okay, what would she like? She'd like a $400 gift certificate.
Well, all these guys.
Yeah. And they sell guy stuff, too, all over the place. I mean, they're guys. Guy stuff is great. My wife buys it for me all the time.
Okay. But you don't go in there by yourself, do you?
No, never. But it was just funny when you said they got a $400 gift certificate mail. I just thought I was going to die because that's exactly what they would do.
We got a lot of happy moms. A lot of happy moms getting a lot of Christmas presents. Thanks so much, David. Appreciate the call, man.
Bye-bye.
Another good thing they do is because that game is held in Charlotte, North Carolina. And usually North Carolina, with their average seasons, usually invited to that bowl game. Keep it local.
Yeah, so not allegedly anymore. we've got a confirmation. Belk is mainly a store for women, but that is a really smart marketing ploy. I didn't think about that. And I mean, they worked. It got us talking about it. And the majority of our demographic is men buying stuff for their wives and stuff, right?
At Belk.
Go to Belk, guys. Free plug for Belk. Congratulations.
Wow, where did
you fill this? You filled a segment for us, so we'll give you
the
show.
Where did the whole 10 yards go wrong that we just spent a whole 10 minutes talking about?
We talked about the Belk Bowl, y'all, and Belk.
I think we talked more about Belk than the game itself, which is exactly what Belk wanted.
That's what they've always wanted, man. That's what they've always wanted.
Belk!
Got to go into Belk and get me one of those frilly shirts in the front like Prince used to wear.
Oh.
Oh. Game.
Whereas our real sponsor Sears is just pissed.
if they're so pissed, get a bowl game.
Get a bowl game, yeah. The Sears Bowl, and then I'll take a little bit of that swag.
If you could have a bowl game for like any company, what would you name that bowl game?
What do you mean? So
like it's... if you any company out there that doesn't currently have a bowl game. You should get. They would if they were to have a bowl game. What should it be?
I'm surprised McDonald's doesn't have a bowl game. Honestly, I figure it's food. There's McDonald's everywhere on every college campus, or at least near it. The McDonald's Golden Arches Bowl. Boom. You're welcome.
Wow, that was
good. You are welcome.
I don't think anything's going to beat the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl.
Read an article that they ran out of pizza for the media.
Yeah.
What? How are you going to do that,
Little Caesars? Come on, player.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Heartbreaking.
That's
true. For a company that was like gone for 10 years and it's just now.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No.
I mean,
they could bake enough pizzas in one day.
The head of Little Caesars probably listening is like, oh, I'm getting free publicity. Yeah.
We got to chill, man. And Clayton's probably dying right now.
And, those commercials, too.
The show. It's burning.
Clayton's like, what is Belk also?
Yeah, that's true.
He's got to be confused about it, too.
Confused.
Cleve, how much time do we have until we have to take the next break? 30 seconds.
Well, done.
Well, I think it's a good time to take a break, fellas.
Hey, that sounds good.
We'll be back with more bowl stuff. Michigan, Kansas State, we still haven't even gotten into that. You're listening to The Whole 10 Yards right here on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
This is The Whole 10 Yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Looking at us so devilish. It's the whole 10 yards right here, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM, Cisco's Thong Song, a classic, cult classic, summer of 99 or 98 or something like that.
It was like 98.
98.
I was in sixth grade when the song came out, dude.
I think it's singing again.
And I still can't forget about that summer. Apologies to our producer, Rakeef. I was calling him Khalif.
My bad.
No, I'm in the captain's chair, okay? The team wins or loses on my shoulders. I'm going to Tony Romo this, okay? This is on me.
I called the play.
But I fumbled I botched the snap. I botched the snap, coach.
You wouldn't have botched the snap if I didn't audible.
It's all good.
Okay.
Forgiven. To get the meal that, what's his face, choked on?
The hot dog?
It was not a hot dog.
What was it?
It was a chicken sandwich.
Oh, a chicken sandwich.
A rogue chicken sandwich.
The bird strikes again.
Man. Luckily for him, Jesse Palmer, ex-Florida Gator, ex-The Bachelor.
Oh.
He was on The Bachelor.
Oh,
another breaking news. Do you have, like, breaking news, like, music, Rakeef?
Breaking news.
I will find something. Well, then you got to wait until he plays
off.
It.
Then I'll hold off.
Hold off.
On the breaking news, then.
Ah, man, what a cliffhanger. And coming out of a break, too. People are like, what's going on?
It's so good.
So I guess we'll start with the bowl game. We'll start talking that. You let me know when it's time for the surprise.
All right.
Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, the last one we had yet to cover from last night. Kansas State 31, Michigan 14, possibly a reason why our boy Tink is not with us this morning. Michigan did not look good, but in their defense, starting a true freshman quarterback in Shane Morris, Devin Gardner, I believe is an ankle injury or groin or something.
It's like a foot injury, as in like broke foot.
Oh, turf toe or something?
No, not turf toe, broke foot.
Like an Anderson Silva injury?
Not broken.
Oh, no.
Not nearly to
is
that
it too
extent.
Oh, is it too soon?
He's like, died. That thing didn't break. That thing died.
For any of you folks that watched that UFC fight last night and saw Anderson Silva's leg do that, that was one in a million, Doc. One in a million.
I didn't see the injury live, but I had to tweet. I tweeted out. I was like, guys, was it worse than the Kevin Ware like foot injury? Because if it was, then I don't want to see
it. Not aesthetically, not from the outside. With the Kevin Ware, I mean, the bone. And
you
then,
saw bone, and that was like,
Kevin Ware's like exploded.
And, yeah. And the circumstance with Kevin Ware is it being in the Final Four and in front of his, like, team.
His bench.
Rick Pitino's right next to him.
Crying his eyes out.
Yeah, that was real bad. But Anderson Silva's was bad, too. And on the replay, you just saw Weidman threw his knee up to block. And, it's to tie it into the show, it's a football-ish injury. I mean, it's that thing. We saw the same type of thing happen to Willis McGahee, only his knee bent, so.
Man. You saw his kneecap come out in the back of his leg.
Yeah, it did. Just saying, hey. It was just like, I've never seen back here before. So this is what the back of me looks like? Okay. Wow. I mean, Willis McGahee wasn't happy about it, but the kneecap, I mean, he got to see new things. So our wishes are with Anderson Silva for speedy recovery. Back to the bowl game. Michigan did not look well. Kansas State played really well defensively. Record-wise, they end the season 8-5, 5-4 in the Big 12. Michigan 7-6, 3-5 in the Big 10. Michigan started the season really well this year and then just started to fall apart. Not sure. Devin Gardner's play didn't necessarily crumble, but that offensive line just could not protect him.
You know what happened? Devin Gardner put on that number 98 jersey and his whole season fell apart.
Yeah, it was just too weird, man.
And he's got to wear it next year. For the rest of your career.
I think it's like a look good, feel good type thing, you know. If you're in character, you're gonna be that guy. And he was being 98 now. You gotta be one to 19, my man.
You gotta be seven.
Seven. You know, be a regular number.
Clayton curse is real, my man.
It is all too real. Unfortunately for Michigan and Brady Hoke, their season ends on a sour note, and unfortunately for Clayton as well, who remind the folks at home again, didn't come. And now I'm starting to think, looking over this game, it may have more to do. Oh, someone's on the phone? Oh, you did find
something. Oh, okay. For breaking news.
Okay.
1010 XL News Bulletin.
That works. All right. I've heard from Clayton.
Okay.
I've heard from Clayton. And his response was, my power went out the bleep.
Now, did he say bleep or you're censoring yourself?
He said bleep. So
he said bleep himself.
No, he said the word. And I'm censoring. You're bleep.
Okay.
I'm being.
I'm just making sure no one in the history of ever has texted bleep.
I have.
Have you?
I have.
See, really? Outlier. There it is.
But that's no excuse because your power went out. You have a cell phone. I mean, seriously.
Can we save Rakeef that breaking news? Because I'm probably going to use that again at some point during the show. I really like that. That was good.
You know, when it did start raining kind of hard earlier, my satellite TV went out for about 30 seconds. It was frozen on Merrill Hodge's face like this.
Ooh.
For the folks at home, not a good Merrill Hodge face.
It wasn't a good Merrill Hodge face.
Not a good Merrill Hodge face at all.
Granted, Merrill Hodge doesn't have a good face to begin with.
Yeah.
But let's...
Yeah, and he hates on Tebow. What's the deal with that? Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge acts like he was an all-pro running back. Average.
They all do.
Below average running back.
Teddy Bruschi, his resume keeps growing and growing every year that he's a commentator. They're like, something happened to a defensive player. Bruschi, what could possibly be going through his head? And it's always like, well, Coach Belichick always told us not to think. Coach Belichick told us not to think for ourselves. They don't pay us to think. And that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, my gosh.
For real.
So true.
It's spot on, though.
So, Kansas State, ever since they had lost Colin Klein last season to the NFL, they started the season without really an identity on offense.
Where's Colin Klein at?
Oh, I guess I spoke too soon.
To the internet.
Yeah, I assumed NFL. He's probably on a practice squad at least,
though.
Yeah,
I think he got picked up somewhere, but I just don't know where.
He's a big-bodied guy, I mean.
He's a lesser version of Tebow, in my opinion.
Aw. Kinda.
I thought Tebow was better than Colin Klein.
Oh.
Colin Klein had a quicker delivery, but he wasn't... I bet he didn't ever have that much weapons at Kansas State either.
Yeah, that's true.
He put Kansas State on the map for me.
Started from the bottom now, yeah.
Yeah. That's what Colin Klein's singing.
Colin Klein is currently a free agent. He was invited to Texas Rookie Cat, and he was not offered a contract at the conclusion of the rookie minicamp.
It's funny when you hear that a guy's a free agent and it's a guy that no one wants to sign. It's like being a free agent's a step up. For like, yeah, you're a free agent the way Randy Moss is a free agent. Yeah. You just keep waiting by that phone, Randy. No, they just lost your number.
Is it sad that we just laughed at his dreams?
No.
Well, he keeps coming out.
People would laugh at mine, so I'm not upset.
Made plenty of money that even if we laugh at his dreams, he's still laughing at us.
How much money could you possibly make in a mini camp?
Oh, no. I was talking about Randy Moss.
No.
Colin Klein, no, he needs to use that degree. He's one of those football players that, hey, hope you learned something.
Hope you went to class.
I think he was an engineering major or something, too. He's a smart guy.
We're going to find out personal life.
He's good for We are Googling the life and times of Colin Klein here on the whole 10 yards.
I think Kansas State coming back to get a bowl win after losing their first game to North Dakota State, Division II school, being able to rebound from that to make something of their season, beating Michigan in this bowl game, you know, that's a good step in the right direction for them. He didn't really have a quarterback, a true quarterback this year for most of the year. Had a running back.
They had Jake Waters played the majority of last night, but we were splitting time between Waters and
Daniel Sams.
Yeah, and Sams.
It's a sophomore. I think he was recruited as a running back, I want to say.
It was a good 1-2 punch. I mean, it kept the Michigan defense off. It was like almost like a Wildcat-ish type thing where it's one guy's in there to throw, one guy's in there to run.
Chris Leak and Tim Tebow his freshman year.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I have our Colin Klein update. He is he got his degree in finance and was currently working on his master's degree in 2012.
In finance as
in
well?
In finance. So okay. He's doing fine.
So he's probably
doing all right.
He's doing finance.
He's doing well.
Let it seep. Ricky flaked it. Yeah.
Clayton would not approve.
Well.
But he's not here.
Clayton ain't here.
He's not here.
So his power went out. That's
Colin
what happened.
Klein's diversifying bonds.
Hey, got to pay your JEA, man. They mean business.
Got to diversify your bonds.
So the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, will you let us know about the swag on that?
Yeah, I already have it.
Will you tell me?
I will.
Or tell us?
I will tell you guys. It's not very exciting, though, because they got a fossil watch and a Uglio cube backpack and a gift suite, which... The gift suite could be...
What's a gift suite?
A gift suite is where they set up, like, this huge tent, and you can, like, literally go in and pick out of a sort of different things, but they usually don't tell you what's in the said gift suite.
Oh, so you're just...
So you're just... Oh. You're like, you go in, you fill...
Out,
it's like you go in, you fill out paperwork, it's got, a huge list of different things that you can get, and you can pick certain, like, you can pick up the 3 items in this box, and then 1 item in this box, stuff like that.
It's not like a Black Friday thing where everybody just runs rampant through the tent, first person gets what they want.
Although I would love
get
that. That would love that. That would suck though. You got to be like, oh man, you tell your offensive lineman, hey, this is what you need to get me.
Yeah.
We have Drew Carey on the line.
Should we take his call?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Adrian's last show. What do you think?
Is that why? That's the reasoning behind it?
Yeah, that's not really sound logic.
I'll probably never hear from this guy again in my life. So
bring him on?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's that button, right?
Air.
Okay. Oh, wait, no. I have bad eyesight. Actually, I have really good eyesight. Drew Carey, you're on?
So just
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Morning.
Pretty good. Did you guys have a good Christmas?
We did.
Yeah, had a really good Christmas.
Oh, great. I went up to Cleveland, man. It was cold up there.
I bet.
How cold was it?
Man, I'll tell you, it was so hot. I'm glad you asked. You guys are catching on. Oh, it's so cold, man. Miley Cyrus was twerking a lamppost, got stuck to it.
That'd be a sight to see.
You guys keeping up with all the bowl games?
Yeah, trying to.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's a lot of bowls, man.
How many?
I haven't seen this many bowls since I went to that party at Ricky Williams' house last year.
Oh, wow. Please don't tell another joke. Walk off on that one. Walk off on that one.
Oh, no, it gets better. Just wait. No, but I see George is coming down here, you know, for the Gator Bowl again.
Yeah, they're already down here.
Yeah, I know. You know, their fans don't travel that well.
No, they don't.
No,
they come down every year for the Florida Georgia game. They bring one $20 bill and one pair of underwear and don't change either one.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to give you my championship game prediction.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think Florida State will win by three teeth.
By three TDs?
No, teeth.
Three teeth.
You know, Auburn doesn't have a lot of teeth in that.
I don't know. No, they don't.
Oh. Alabama joke.
Drew Carey, thank you so much.
Hey, I love the show, man. I listen every time.
We appreciate it. Keep up the good work on The Price is Right. I love your show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, make sure you tune in. I've got my season finale of The News is Right tonight.
I know.
Pittsburgh's in town, and boy, it should be action-packed, let me tell you.
I should have quit while I was ahead. Drew Carey, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
You guys take care.
All right,
you too.
Bye-bye.
I like the Ricky Williams joke. That would have been the one I walked off on. I would have hung up on
those
that
are good.
One.
Yeah, George Costanza, man. Yeah, drop the mic. Just walk away. Our good pal, Drew Carey. We call him the last 4 weeks. Been about a month.
Yeah.
He's been a regular caller for us. As long as Wayne, we haven't heard Wayne today.
Not yet. Rakeef, we need more breaking news.
Yeah, I knew we were going to need it again. But you got to come into it.
Breaking news here on the Whole 10 Yards. Clayton Tinkle is currently on the way to the studio.
Oh, nice. Catch the last half hour of the show.
Catch like the last 10 minutes. Stay home, Clayton.
So, yeah, okay. Well, I would have saved the Michigan-Kansas State game for while he was here, but now that he hears that we finished covering it, now he's on his way.
Now he wants to come in and, now he wants to be like, hey, nothing happened, guys. So
well, at least we covered it because Michigan didn't cover anyone last night.
Yeah.
I went there.
Mic drop.
That defense did not look good. And Shane Morris didn't necessarily look good. He looked okay.
He looked like
scared freshman. Yeah.
Looked like Gilbert.
Garrett Gilbert. Exactly what I thought, too. Because when you have a guy that young playing quarterback for you in a big game, it's hard to tell if he's going to progress from that one performance. Oh, we got Wayne on the line.
Wheezy.
We got the whole crew coming in. Wayne, you're on the air.
Where
what's up, man?
Go, Adrian.
Shots fired.
My buddy.
How you doing?
Why are you leaving us?
You know, the man came a-calling.
Okay.
And I had to answer.
I understand.
Not the big man upstairs. I mean, go away from the light. Yeah, Adrian, get away from the light.
I'm in great health.
Okay, great.
but we're going to miss you, buddy. Wish you all the success, okay?
All right.
And I've got another name for y'all's new bowl games.
Okay.
The Tiny Bowl.
The Tiny Bowl?
The loser gets flushed down the drain.
The Tiny Bowl. Yeah, I don't think they'd want that swag bag. A lot of like
Rex.
So Wayne, you excited for the national championship game? I mean, are you more confident in your team as this month has passed, or are you more questioning certain aspects of Auburn's?
I tell you, it's hard for me. I'm drawn between the two, really. I've got to say yes, they're going to win, but I've got to look at the facts, and FSU was so awesome. Maybe another miracle. Maybe it's their destiny. I don't know.
Now, our DBs know to knock the ball down, not tip it up in the air.
You know, time will tell. That's all I can say.
And we also have the best kicker in the nation, Lou Groza Award winner.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We're making that one.
So what could FSU do to mess this one up? What could FSU do to
turn the ball over?
What can they do? Be way overconfident. Think they've got it in the bag and not put forth 100% effort. And for some unknown amazing reason that we can finally stop the pass, or if we put pressure on the quarterback, get him rattled, get a couple interceptions, maybe then.
It's certainly going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. The line right now, I think, is FSU 14. FSU by 10 or 14, something like that.
I can check
that. Yeah, well, A&M was a 12-point favorite. Georgia, I think, was 6. Alabama was 11.
So, yeah, so if Alabama was 11, then FSU's probably.
Yeah, we don't look at point spread.
You guys don't need to. I mean, when you got Lady Luck on your side, what is a point spread, essentially? And I really hope the best for you in terms of the game. I know it'll be a good game. This is BR. We'll have one more show before the national title game next Sunday. So we'll definitely have you on again then. And Wayne, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I appreciate y'all. Great show.
Thank you for listening, man. We appreciate you.
Bye.
They've got to figure out a way to make the national title game a lot closer, because I feel like we've been waiting for this title game for 6 months.
It takes a little bit out of it. You know, you have Auburn's momentum coming into what would have been the national championship game, even if you hold it 2 weeks after the SEC title game. You know, two or 3 weeks, but you wait a whole month, and I see a Tinka running. Rakeef, how long do we have until our next break?
Right now.
Oh, right now.
Why'd he come in here and point at me through the window?
Perfect timing. As Clayton Tinkle comes in super late, we're going to take a short break right here on the whole. Yeah, we'll let you come in fresh on the next break. Whole 10 yards, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
A chicken wing in one hand and a cold Bud Light in the other. Yeah. XL Primetime on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. College football, the whole 10 yards. Brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards right here on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. We have a cameo appearance in the studio.
It's me. I made it.
Clayton, what happened?
My power went out, which in turn means your alarm clock that's plugged in also goes out, which is news to me.
And if one does not use their phone as their alarm clock.
Yeah.
One is screwed.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
As they say.
So, I'm here.
I was going to say, you got that I just woke up face.
That's because
I did just woke up.
No, that's just further proof.
Exactly.
Right. Well, good to have you back, man.
Thanks, Matt.
We got work.
I feel like garbage.
Well.
We have two more shows left, and I'm going to be on time.
Well, Adrian's
last show is today, and I missed him.
But no, you came. You're here. You're here now. Okay. Listen, we got a solid 19 minutes.
Okay.
Solid 19
Sweet.
Minutes. Awesome. You just missed us going over the Kansas State-Michigan game.
No, I heard.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
There's not really anything to talk about, really, because Michigan played like garbage.
Yeah, they did. But any hope for the
You're
future
right.
with Morris?
Shane looked good. I was actually impressed. There was a lot of plays in the offense for him. You could tell a lot of screens, a lot of just quick curl routes and stuff to get the ball out quicker. But he didn't look too terribly rattled, I don't think. I mean, in the second half, he looked worse than I think the first half because they were trying to do a little bit more to put some points on the board. But it was his first start, and I don't think he looked terrible. The lefty thing's weird for me. It's hard to get used to.
Yeah, it's weird for me, too. Even when it's someone as cool as Steve Young, it's like
he's got an arm, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what if that's going to translate into anything. He can throw the ball.
Do you think Michigan's ranked coming in next season?
They better not be.
Okay.
Better not be.
Not even 23rd?
No.
Like, I was going to say, because 23rd to 25th, that range, I mean, that's...
No, they're terrible. That defense is god-awful.
Offensive line needs a little help, too.
Yeah. And they played decent last night.
Last night, they played well, just overall.
Except for the run game. They can't get any push.
Well, luckily for you, the Big Ten isn't necessarily the strongest conference in America, so...
And hasn't been for a long, long time.
So it gives you the opportunity. And hey, maybe Urban Meyer will be so upset about what happened with Ohio State, he leaves, and then come on in.
I wish. You guys talk coaching changes yet?
No, have not.
That's going to be fun.
What do you think?
There's a lot of rumors. Nothing's actually happened yet. Bill O'Brien possibly to the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. And then when that happens, you got to think who's going to go to Penn State, Al Golden maybe, and then who goes to Miami.
Al Golden? You think Al Golden it's an upgrade of a job. You think Al Golden leaves Miami?
I mean, why not? We've seen what Miami can do last night.
That's the first I've heard of that rumor, and I don't like it.
No, I heard that last night.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen it. I think it was I don't
you think they go after George O'Leary, UCF?
Miami?
Penn State?
Penn State, nah.
George O'Leary's never leaving UCF, dude.
I think Penn State, if there's an opening to Penn State, if Bill O'Brien leaves to the Houston Texans, which it looks like he's going to, according to all accounts, then they'll go after Al Golden first, and he would have to say, no, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then they'll exhaust all options, obviously. But
yeah, the whole George O'Leary thing I just kind of threw out there, but I'm pretty sure they're going to try to stay away from old guys with white hair for a
George
while.
George O'Leary is like 89.
Well, he lied on his resume.
I heard. Oh, my God.
Well, that's why I didn't come.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is why I'm glad we're not a TV show, because what Adrian just did was offensive.
To who?
To who?
America.
America loves my style.
That would have been rated like... What is it, NR-17?
NC-17. Like Wolf on Wall Street. Yeah.
Luckily, though, it is radio.
You think it's radio, y'all can't see what we do.
We allow
so.
People to use their imaginations. We got some bowl games tomorrow. The Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl.
Say that one more time.
Ugh.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that was a mouthful. Ole Miss versus Georgia Tech. You guys... Ole Miss 7-5, 3-5 in the SEC. Georgia Tech 7-5 as well, 5-3 in the ACC. So... Does 5-3 in the ACC even translate to 3-5 in the SEC? How does that work? Is 5-3 in the ACC like 1-8 in the SEC? Just
sounds,
like you're just
sounds
bad.
About right.
Just ask Miami. What was Miami's record?
7-6 now. Or yeah.
They were 5-3 in the ACC.
They're worse than Michigan. Just so you know.
Yeah, no, Miami's bad.
Yeah,
Miami is bad since ever we talked about in the beginning of the show. Ever since they lost Duke Johnson, it's a different team. But I think Al Golden could easily right the ship, and they could be fine next season if they just get a quarterback, just someone.
See, I was having a couple conversations on Twitter last night. The problem with Miami, they're a small private school. They can't match the money of, say, Penn State. Mm-hmm. If Penn State wants Al Golden, they're going to get him.
If
money is the question.
Yeah.
Like, Miami, their facilities aren't up to par. So you're essentially telling these recruits, hey, come here so we can be like we used to be in the 80s and 90s.
Well,
that's all you have.
That's what I was going to say. That's what they have, right. But it's gotten them this much.
My question is, even though Miami is a private school, they should have the money to make these things happen.
You don't have the endowment and stuff like that.
Shalala doesn't want to. Donna Shalala? Shalala?
But what, you got to think, what was Miami's big primetime, quote-unquote, game this year? Florida at noon?
Florida State game.
And what time was that? Was it a 3:30?
That was a night game.
Oh, okay.
But I mean,
and on that stage, you have to
right. On ABC.
But besides that, no. And they really have been able to ride on that 80s and 90s, like the U.
And you got to think these recruits are like, wait, why am I going here? Because you're playing in Sun Life Stadium.
Yes.
There's like 12 people at the games.
Yeah, that's
and they're all parents of the players.
And you can't get that money under the table like you used to.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's the biggest problem.
Miami should have its own – like, I've been saying this for years. Miami should have its own stadium closer to campus. Let it be like a 35,000-seat stadium or something like that.
If people still listen to Two Live Crew, then you know it would be the U all over again.
But continue with the bowl games for tomorrow.
So Ole Miss, Georgia Tech, they will be playing, as I said, in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. In Nashville, Tennessee, because that is the Music City.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm here to give...
Fun fact.
The only game tomorrow that's really of any... Well, there's two games of interest. Oregon, Texas, and Arizona State, Texas Tech.
Arizona State's going to beat the break.
Oregon, Texas, I really didn't want to talk about that too much.
Yeah.
I really have to. I mean, honestly...
It's Mac Brown's final game.
It's Mac Brown's final game. Yeah, we'll be sad and we'll miss him. I miss Adrian more than I miss Mac Brown? Yes. Yeah, easily.
Easily. I'm a better coach than him, too.
Okay.
Well,
is that where you're moving?
Depends on where you coach.
Is that where you're headed to?
Huh?
Is that where you're headed to?
You know?
Not Virginia, you're headed over to Austin?
We're in talks, you know?
We're in talks.
There are things, you know, going on behind the scenes that I can't really disclose right now.
On a bowl note, and just to step back to last night, the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, it actually looked fun to go to.
Yeah, like, we were just, like yeah, a, it's on right now it on ESPNU. We've just been watching.
Yeah, it looked like a cool environment. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Did you see the wing eating contest when they came back from that break? That was cool. And the dude staring at the camera?
Right.
Pretty sure he lost.
There was a lot of talk amongst Michigan fans and alumni trying to hype up the prestige of the bowl because, to make themselves feel better, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's the Buffalo Wild Wings.
You can't even do that.
Yeah. I was like, it's not on January 1st or later. I don't care.
Did you hear that segment we had about the Bulk Bowl?
Yeah. Well, half of it when I woke up. But
I felt bad for you, Michigan fans. So I really did because y'all were trying so hard to just
wanted to go to the Gator Bowl,
find positives, and you couldn't do it.
And they were like, "The Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl more prestigious than the Gator Bowl." No, it's not.
No,
stop. But it looked like a fun time. So.
Buffalo Wild Wings are good.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of when Buffalo Wild Wings restaurants don't even have your game on the main screen, and you sponsor the bowl, there's an issue.
Well, keep in mind, it fell on the same night as a giant UFC fight, so...
But it's your bowl game.
But it's a UFC fight.
I understand the money, but come on. Like, really?
they made double the money on the UFC fight than they did on their bowl game. So.
But I'm just making a point that says something about your bowl game.
I guess.
Well,
it's also played on, December 28th?
Yeah.
They were trying to be one of those bowls that were going to be in the playoffs, but they didn't get chosen for it. Chick-fil-A Bowl did.
What other games do we have tomorrow?
Chick-fil-A Bowl.
So Texas, Oregon, pretty much. This is going to be my analogy. All right, I don't want to talk about it, really see it too much, because in the same way, I'll miss Adrian more than Mac Brown. I wouldn't want to see before Adrian leaves. I don't want to see Adrian get his butt kicked. Like, hey, this is how you're going to remember me. Cool. Just like three guys beating down on Adrian. I don't want to see that. And so I don't want to see Oregon run all over.
Now plotting something?
This game.
Three guys in here.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
This game to compare to something that I'm really extremely familiar with. The 08 Outback Bowl. Michigan, Florida. Lloyd Carr's last game. Florida's faster. They're more talented. And they should beat Michigan.
Okay, that was when Tebow won the Heisman that
year.
Right,
right. Yep. Mm-hmm. So Florida's the better team. Speed, athletes, everything. Lloyd Carr's last game. The Michigan team comes and plays their bleep, as you guys say.
As I said.
Yeah, as you said. Plays their bleep off. Like, they played better than they had all year. That's the best 8-5 team I've ever seen. And I think Texas is going to give Mac Brown that same treatment. Oregon is faster.
I don't think we'll be able to. I mean,
I'm not saying they'll win.
Yeah, no, but it's right. Coming from the right place. But right. There comes a point where personnel.
I don't think it's going to be a 40-point blowout. But I think Texas will keep it close. Texas does have athletes.
Hope so, for Mac Brown's sake at least. We're going to take another break right here and then be back and we'll talk about whatever we want. Draft stuff, maybe some more bowl stuff.
Draft talk.
That's all happening right here on the Whole 10 Yards, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The Gators, the Noles, the Dogs, the Canes. Jacksonville Sports Radio, 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Gators, Seminoles, Canes, the whole 10 yards on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the whole 10 yards right here on 1010XL,
92.5. This is my show. Don't give the intro.
FM. Oh. I've planted the flag in the captain's seat for today, and so I'm running the show. Clayton, Wally, and Adrian here with me. Draft talk?
Hold on. As a side note, Rakeev has been on it with
the
past couple
weeks. Hey, can you give me that bulletin? Can I get that bulletin back?
The breaking news?
Yeah. I'm going to show you how it's done right here.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I was waiting for him to say 1010. No. I was waiting for him to say 1010XL.
That's how it's done, huh?
You're fired. News bulletin. Breaking news at this hour. Rakeef, best producer in showbiz. That is all. We'll let you know with more details. That first time, though, don't judge me on that first time.
Nope.
You're being judged.
You're being judged.
Put
on
the
that.
Trouble on it.
I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate you.
So being on time is completely gone now.
So, no.
I got canceled out by that terrible news.
I would say 57 minutes or an hour 57 minutes is some good stuff. Or hour and... No, I can't do
two
math.
Hours, right, man. You get an hour 27 minutes.
You're falling apart.
He's falling apart.
There's 60 minutes in an hour. What?
See what happens when Clayton walks in here and just destroys everything. Well, that's confidence out the window right now.
And I'm a little hurt, too, because during the
break. He's got the senior quarterback coming back from injury looking over his shoulder.
I know.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, during the break, Wally just yelled at me because I thought that the Jags taking
Don't say it.
taking Keenum off the hands of the Texans if the Texans draft Bridgewater. Wally made me sound like a dumb.
It's because you are a dumb.
Because of that. And I don't understand why.
If I could kick you in the chest right now, I would.
Why? Ain't nobody got time for that.
But why don't you like Case Keenum? Is Case Keenum that bad?
The whole 10 yards with Clayton Tickle, Adrian Wade, and Wally Oligan. We're going to talk some draft here.
Oh. Take your 2 minutes. 2 minute warning.
First off, who's ever traded for an undrafted rookie? Ever.
If someone did, it would be Jacksonville.
Jacksonville wouldn't. Okay. We're not that dumb.
But are you jumping to conclusions thinking that I'm saying trade a first round pick? I'm just not trade for him.
What are you trading for? When you've got quarterbacks, you can go draft yourself. Seriously.
But Keenum's had some playing time. Have we seen the type of potential?
Other quarterbacks never played football before? They haven't had playing time.
He's had some playing time for a 2-13 team.
And
really?
I'm not talking about preseason. Preseason doesn't count. Preseason
practice.
Might as well be the senior bowl.
Practice.
We're talking about practice?
Practice?
Well, we are a franchise player.
I'll be the Larry Brown.
And we're talking about practice.
Yes, Iverson. We are talking about practice.
My face.
And you haven't been to enough of them. So we're still number one overall on Teddy B?
That's me. That's the pick. I have a hard time saying otherwise.
Yeah?
I've got Todd Gurley's autograph now, by the way.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
nice. Thanks, Todd.
Adrian, Teddy B number one?
I'm starting to cover the Redskins now as I move, so.
Okay.
Okay, who you pick?
I can't be mad. That's
some breaking news.
No, but seriously, Teddy B number one after last night's performance and, you know, just his whole body of work.
Definitely. All right. Well, I guess that's a wrap. And we have 40 more seconds.
We have two shows left.
We have two shows left, yes.
The 5th and the 12th. We're going to cover the national championship game after the game.
Yep. Next week. We're the day before the national championship game.
We'll preview
it. And then we'll have a show the week after. And we'll tell you what you all saw. But we'll tell you in a more intelligent manner.
Right.
As we've been able to do today. So
Wally, I'm doing the outro. The whole 10 yards.
Wait.
Clayton Tinkle.
I was going to let everyone
Wade,
get their introductions.
Wally Oligan.
What up?
Matt Ziegler.
Oh, the show is
the whole
so 10 peaceful
yards
before.
Back next, 9:30 to 11 to on 11. Sunday.
1010XL 92.5 FM.
WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach. Now you can find 1010XL on your FM dial at 92.5 FM.